Trump's remarks on Spain and U.S. military base access amid Iran conflict following U.S. and Israeli missile strikes against Iran on the 28th of February, 2026. Social media rumors claims President Donald Trump threatened to invade Spain after it refused to allow U.S. access to its jointly operated military bases. A viral video showed Trump saying the U.S. could use Spain's base if we want. Nobody's going to tell us not to use it, which some interpreted as a threat. The clip was authentic, but whether it constituted an actual invasion threat is debatable, so the claim remains unverified. The remarks occurred during the 3rd of March meeting with German Chancellor Friedrich Merz, in which Trump criticized Spain for refusing to increase NATO contributions to 5% of GDP and for banning U.S. use of the Rota and Morón bases during the Iran operation. Under the 1988 U.S.-Spain Defense Cooperation Agreement, Spain must authorize any use of its territory beyond agreed purposes, and defying Madrid would violate international law. Trump inaccurately suggested the U.S. could act unilaterally but also stated we don't have to and emphasized cutting off trade instead, directing Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent to end all dealings with Spain. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez reaffirmed his refusal to support the U.S. attack on Iran, while Trump publicly threatened a trade embargo rather than military action. On the 4th of March, White House Press Secretary Carolyn Leavitt claimed Spain had since agreed to cooperate with U.S. forces, though Snopes is awaiting confirmation from the Spanish government. The key controversy lies in interpreting Trump's language as either a rhetorical assertion of power or an implicit military threat.